The news is read by Brian Jennings.
The Environmental Protection Agency has said people are facing a serious health risk because many septic tanks are not built or maintained properly. The agency said that half of 1,400 domestic septic tanks inspected by local authorities last year failed to meet the required standard. It's calling for a greater and sustained enforcement effort by local authorities. Our environment correspondent George Lee.
There are nearly 500,000 septic tanks in Ireland. They're installed where properties are not connected to the public sewage system to treat sewage from households on site. However, today's report from the EPA says many septic tanks are not built or maintained properly, and more than half of them pose a risk to human health and the environment. Local authorities inspected 1,390 septic tanks last year, focusing on those close to rivers and household drinking water wells. 56% failed those inspections. Poor maintenance, septic tanks not being desludged, the discharging of effluent into ditches or streams, leaks and effluent ponding were the most common faults. Remediation grants of up to €12,000 are available to fix septic tanks that fail inspection. The EPA is calling for greater and sustained enforcement effort by local authorities and for them to take legal action where necessary.
The US President Donald Trump is due to meet Syria's transitional President Ahmed al-Shara in Saudi Arabia today. It'll be the first meeting between US and Syrian leaders in 25 years. Yesterday, Mr. Trump announced that US sanctions on Syria would be lifted.
The sanctions were brutal and crippling and served as an important function, nevertheless, at the time. But now it's their time to shine. It's their time to shine. We're taking them all off, and they're going to have, based on the people and the spirit and everything else that I'm hearing about. So I say good luck, Syria. Show us something very special like they've done, frankly, in Saudi Arabia. Okay? They're going to show us something special.
A UN report today indicates that Irish teenagers are among the least happy in high-income countries, despite leading the world in academic skills. The study by UNICEF drew on official data from many countries, making comparisons and offering analysis. Kate Carlin reports.
Irish teenagers are succeeding in school but struggling in life, with nearly one in three 15-year-olds here reporting low life satisfaction, according to this report card from UNICEF. Ireland's youth suicide rate was also found to be above the international average. Analysing change from 2018 to 2022, the report found the pandemic had a negative impact on children's mental health as a result of school shutdowns and social isolation. More than one in four children and young teenagers in Ireland were also found to be overweight or obese. UNICEF Ireland is calling on the government to take targeted actions to protect child well-being, including increasing investment for in-school mental health services, improving school meals and strengthening digital resilience.
A court in Los Angeles has adjusted the legal punishment handed down to two brothers, Eric and Lyle Menendez, more than three decades after they were jailed for life for murdering their parents. At the re-sentencing hearing, the judge ruled that the brothers were eligible for parole. The Menendez brothers, held in custody since March 1990, were originally sentenced in July 1996 to two consecutive life terms without the possibility of parole. The European Court of Justice will today rule on whether or not the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, was wrong to withhold text messages she shared with the head of a major drugs company. The communications dealt with a multi-billion euro contract to supply hundreds of millions of COVID vaccines at the height of the pandemic. The case was taken by the New York Times after the Commission refused to release the messages Ms. von der Leyen had shared with the chief executive of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, in 2021. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
In an interview with the New York Times in April 2021, Albert Bourla described how he'd developed a trusting relationship with President von der Leyen during intense negotiations to provide the European Union with 1.9 billion doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID vaccine. He described how they'd shared WhatsApp messages in the final stages of the deal. However, when the paper sought to access the messages, the European Commission refused to both acknowledge their existence and then to release their contents. The New York Times took the Commission President to the European Court of Justice for allegedly breaching the EU's transparency rules. The Commission has argued that Europe's vaccine contracts were negotiated with the support of member states, with a team of seven countries working with Commission officials around the clock to secure desperately needed vaccine doses. Today's judgment will have major repercussions for how EU officials conduct business and whether or not every text or WhatsApp message exchanged should be potentially considered a document that's publicly available. It will also be a defining moment in President von der Leyen's legacy. The former EU Ombudsman Emily O'Reilly sharply criticised the Commission's refusal to release the text messages, saying that transparency had gone backwards during President von der Leyen's first term of office. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
Northern Ireland's biggest agricultural event is getting underway today. Over the next 4 days, more than 100,000 people are expected to attend the Balmoral Show, which is now in its 156th year. Much of the focus this year is likely to be on planned changes to UK inheritance tax, which farmers have lobbied against. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, from HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be warm and sunny for most of the day. There'll be heavy showers in Munster and possibly South Connacht during the afternoon and evening. There may be thunderstorms. Highest temperatures will range from 19 to 25 degrees.